This is Lush Life, written by Owl and a Minor, and read by Tipsy Kitty. The piano sits, gathering dust, for years. It was out of commission long before the pandemic. Bill's mother left it to him and he couldn't touch it, couldn't throw it out. Walked past it sometimes on his way to the front door and paused, almost hearing a phantom melody, then shook his head and continued. Kept shaking his head to displace the hollow notes echoing in blank space. The piano gathers dust until one day, I've been staring at this the whole time. Frank wakes to sunlight, bright and warm across his face, and a soft mattress. He keeps his eyes closed for a moment, savoring the cushion beneath him, the cotton sheets around him, the fluffed-up pillow at his cheek. Nicest bed he's slept in since 5 years at least, maybe even longer. And the sunlight feels warmer here than it did in the woods, almost like this house's owner has distilled the best of it, keeps it in barrels in the basement next to his wine. Frank lies still, breathes deep, and listens for the sound that woke him. There it is, a single note, ringing out long, slow, clear. Well, not quite clear. It's oscillating a little, now slightly flat, now slightly sharp. Reminds him of band practice so many years ago. Mrs. Evans drumming her index finger on the music stand as the group approached concert B-flat, and insisting everyone listen to each other. So Frank listens. The key rings out again, longer still this time. He must be using the pedal, Frank thinks. The oscillation goes up a bit too far this time. Landing in an almost squeak, like a new clarinet player with a bad reed, followed by a loud curse. Maybe he could use a hand. Frank grins, shakes himself up and out of bed. He pulls his boxers back on, but doesn't bother with anything else. The house is plenty warm enough, and even more beautiful in the morning, ornate, cared for. In this sunlight, the wood panels seem to glow from within.
It sounds like you're bringing it further out of tune, Frank says, leaning against the door frame.
Bill jumps, nearly bangs his head on the open piano lid, and glares at him. But it's a false glare, and it softens quickly. That fragile look around the eyes that first caught Frank yesterday, like he couldn't quite believe Frank would want to stay.
It's been years since anyone touched this, Bill says.
His voice is gruff. With an undercurrent of nerves, the same soft tone he sang with.
But if it'll get more use, I figured.
Right. Frank smiles at him, hopes he's given enough of an answer to Bill's silent question, and waits for Bill to smile back. They stand there for a long moment, as birdsong somewhere above the house melts into the last echoes of a slightly sharp C. Frank takes a deep breath, filling his chest with the sunlight and the warmth, and then steps closer. His feet barely make any sound on the paneled floor, but Bill watches carefully, like he's tracking every movement. Frank thinks again of him trapping sunlight, or maybe clean air, or maybe wild strawberries, taming all the fine things of nature and bringing them to this house, this beautiful house that he has nobody to share with. Or maybe had nobody. Another step, one more. And Frank is there, right foot just resting against one leg of the piano bench. The wood is cool against his skin as he leans down and kisses Bill, soft, slow, until it isn't. It's an echo of their positions from yesterday, except that where yesterday there was a hesitant question, now there is an answer, an invitation.
"Can I make you breakfast?" Frank says.
And Bill smiles at him. His eyes crinkling at the corners.
Let me show you the French press.
The piano sits well-loved for years. Frank dusts it once a week, picks all the books of sheet music up off the built-in stand and swishes an old rag across, then down, then over the keys. Sometimes, if he's feeling particularly motivated, he goes over every key one by one, playing a random note every octave or so to startle Bill in the other room. And once a month, Bill opens the piano's lid and goes in with a tuning hammer, playing the middle C until Frank complains that he'll have ringing in his ears. The piano never gathers dust. It echoes, fills the house, harmonizes with the birds. Bill wakes to sunlight, in the bed where he's slept every day of the last 30 years. The mattress is still soft. Maybe too soft, honestly. It's not as great for his back as it used to be, though he has yet to figure out how to convince Joel to smuggle a whole new one out from Boston. He runs through a couple of new ideas, listening to the warblers outside the window and then to the sound that woke him. A single note played over and over, like the church bells used to sound back when this town had a congregation. It's not really a melody, just one repetitive note, and then up a few steps, down a few steps, one key at a time. But as Bill pushes up from the pillows, creaks his aching back, the sound resolves into a pattern, something familiar, though he can't quite place it. Bill shuffles into the living room, following the sound. Frank has pulled his chair up to the piano, the bench pushed off at an angle on one side. His hands are shaking faintly as he picks out notes with his index finger. His left hand used to be the better one, but these days he favors right. And even as he plays slowly, he's moving his head in time with the melody, like one of those classical pianists at the concerts his mother used to drag him to when he was a kid. Of course, Bill would rather see a concert in his living room than at Carnegie Hall. He approaches, bare feet quiet on the hardwood. The piano tones echo, off the bookshelves, the couch in one corner, the pieces of Frank's art up on the walls. All these remnants of their life together, artifacts that don't really tell a story so much as suggest it. Something good happened here. Bill used to think about that often, the artifacts he'd leave, his legacy to some future civilization, competent, he'd aimed for, self-sustaining, efficient with resources. He cares less about that legacy now. Frank raises his right hand above the keys, then brings it crashing back down into a loose chord, and Bill recognizes the melody, finally, an old jazz tune from the 1930s, slow and soft, about lost love. One of Frank's favorites. It's easy enough, from there, for Bill to slide out the piano bench, sit down next to Frank, and fill in the rest of the chords. They don't quite combine into one coherent melody. Bill has the steadier hands, but Frank remembers the tune better, and they keep having to pause for Frank to correct a missed flat here, or an odd chord there. But the melody persists, ringing out through the old house into the world beyond. Bill closes his eyes, and for a moment, this is a sunny day, some 20 years ago. He's just pulled in some stranger from the woods, and is debating how to ask him to stay. The tune, the time stretches out between them, long, golden, shimmering. "Not bad," Frank says, after the last few notes ring out. "Worth keeping the thing in tune for," Bill replies. And he leans in for a kiss. The end.